Okay, now we can get on with our first interval, which I am now going to give you. We are going to be studying this interval, and we are going to be learning, number one, how to tell this interval by ear whenever we hear it, and number two, we have to learn how to spell this interval. There are many different spellings of this interval. An interval is a distance, and the distance I'm going to give you first is a perfect fifth. I'm playing C and G. Look at your chart, your piano chart, as I'm talking. Why do we call this a perfect fifth? Let's say that C is number one, D is number two, E is number three, F is number four, and G is number five. We're only using the white notes right now. G is number five and C is number one. That's why we call this a perfect fifth. Let's do it from D. What would be a perfect fifth above D? Well, if D is number one, E is number two, F is number three, G is number four, A is number five. So A is a perfect fifth above D. Now we can also call these degrees. Degrees. Let's say that we'll start on E now. E is the first degree, F is the second degree, G is the third degree, A is the fourth degree, and B is the fifth degree. So from E to B is also a perfect fifth. We can call them degrees, or we could call them steps. Let's do the same thing from F. Starting on F, F is our first step, G is our second step, A is our third step, B is our fourth step, and C is our fifth step. We can call them degrees or steps, it doesn't make any difference. When the first note is number one and the last note is number five, then we have a fifth. And that's why we're going to call these perfect fifths. Now let's listen to what we've got so far. That's the sound of a perfect fifth. It's a very ancient kind of a sound. Back in the medieval days, at a certain time, the church was only allowed to sing in perfect fifths. Something like this. They were not allowed to have harmonies like we have in these days, like this. It had to all be in fifths. It's a very nice kind of a sound. Now let's continue. If we start on A, what is a perfect fifth above A? Well, just count up five. A is one, B is two, C is three, D is four, and E is five. So E is a perfect fifth above A. Now watch here. Something interesting is going to happen. What is a fifth above B? Well, counting up to the fifth degree, B is one, C is two, D is three, E is four, F is number five. So from B to F is a fifth. But listen to that sound. Listen to this sound when I play B and F together. It sounds a little bit unusual, doesn't it? It sounds a little different than the other fifths that we had. I'm going to play all the fifths that we have talked about so far, and when I get to the B and the F one, see if you hear a funny kind of a difference. I'm starting on C and G, D and A, E and B, F and C, G and D, A and E, B and F. Now I'll play them again without talking. This one sounds different. Now, why is the B and the F different? Let's go back to our C and our G, and we're going to find out why. How many half steps are there in a perfect fifth? If we count up from C to G, how many half steps are there? Well, let's do it. From C to C sharp is one half step. Look on your piano chart as we're doing this. Up to D is two half steps. Up to E flat is three half steps. E is four half steps. F is five half steps. F sharp is six half steps. And G is seven half steps. There are seven half steps from C to G. There are seven half steps in a perfect fifth. This is going to be a very useful piece of information later on when we spell perfect fifths from any note. There are seven half steps in a perfect fifth. You don't need to write that down. We just know it now. There are seven half steps in a perfect fifth. Now, what about from D to A? Count them. Well, there's also seven. From D up to A, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. There are seven half steps in that perfect fifth. Now let's go back to our B and our F and find out why that sounded so funny. Count the number of half steps from B to F. Well, there's only six, aren't there? From B to C is one half step, up to C sharp is two, D is three, E flat is four, E is five, and F is six. There are only six half steps in that fifth. If we want to make it a perfect fifth, we have to make the F go up to an F sharp. Now we have a perfect fifth because there are seven half steps. Now that seems to blend in a lot better. That perfect fifth sounds just like all the other perfect fifths that we had. Listen to them all now. Now, doesn't that sound natural? I can play any of them. And they all have that wonderful kind of medieval type sound to them. They're all perfect fifths. They all have seven half steps encompassed from the first note to the second note on top. This is the sound of a perfect fifth.